This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. military brought down one of its own drones on Tuesday after a Russian warplane clipped it over the Black Sea. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with more.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the encounter went on for more than 30 minutes.
Several times before the collision, the Su-27s dumped fuel on and flew in front of the MQ-9 in a reckless and unprofessional manner.
The State Department called it a brazen violation of international law and summoned the Russian ambassador. But Anatoly Antonov told reporters it was too close to territory Russia claims as its own.
Crimea is a part of the Russian Federation. United States does not recognize this status. And of course it's a contradiction, but does it mean that it's necessary to provoke Russian Navy or Russian Air Force?
Adding,
I don't want any confrontation.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A catalog of crises have crippled and rippled through the small European country of Moldova since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Reuters' Angela Johnston explains.
From a coup attempt to bomb hoaxes, internet hacks, fake conscription call-ups, and mass protests, a host of crises has beset the small European country since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022.
We had an explosion of security threats starting February 24th last year.
Nestled between Ukraine and Romania, the former Soviet Republic with a population of 2.5 million has often been caught in a limbo between Russia and the West. Moldova hosts the breakaway statelet of Transnistria that's controlled by pro-Russian separatists and garrisoned by Russian troops.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to travel to Africa at the end of March as the United States seeks to pitch itself as a better partner for the continent than China is. Harris's office said the trip will take her to Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia. This is VOA News. Speaking in Monterey Park, California, where in January 11 people were killed in a shooting rampage, U.S. President Joe Biden issued an executive order on gun control. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
U.S. President Joe Biden announced an executive order that reinforced background checks for gun buyers in what the White House is promoting as the most comprehensive policy the president can enact without Congress. Biden also touted a move to strengthen federal support for red flag laws that intend to stop gun sales to people deemed dangerous.
It's just common sense to check whether someone is a felon, a domestic abuser, before they buy a gun.
Red flag laws have already been passed by 19 states and the District of Columbia, but Biden on Tuesday again stressed the need for more federal legislation.
That is Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to Ethiopia with plans to meet with the Ethiopian and Tigray officials. VOA Cindy Sane tells us more about his mission.
In January, Tigrayan rebel forces said they began handing over tanks and heavy weapons as part of a peace deal brokered last November to end the bloody conflict that broke out in late 2020 when Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed deployed the army in a bid to topple Tigrayan leaders. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is said to meet with Abiy in Addis Ababa Wednesday. One leading human rights advocate told VOA that Abiy is hoping to get economic aid and a pledge of normalized relations from Blinken, although the country is still not at peace. Cindy Sane, VOA News.
Nigeria's central bank has extended the timeline to swap out its old currency for redesigned notes after the change triggered a cash shortage, forcing businesses to close and leaving millions unable to withdraw their money. Central Bank of Nigeria announced late Monday that the old notes of 20 naira, 500 and 1,000 will remain legal tender until December 31st. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing the first federal limits on harmful forever chemicals in drinking water, saying it could prevent thousands of illnesses. A toxic group of compounds known as PFAS is linked to health issues, including low birth weight and cancer. The EPA proposes limiting two common types of the compounds to 4 parts per trillion, the lowest level that tests can detect. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.